This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now in the DJV program, it's Thursday, the 25th of July. My name is Doug, her name is Jennifer, her name is Victoria, and her name is Kara. All known, you can put the right last name. This could be a test. What are you, Daisy, what in the world are you doing here?
Are you tap dancing?
No.
Doggy dancing?
The house is full of my partners in the farm, and Brendan's trying to feed Daisy, and
yeah,
she's
obviously not doing a great job.
She's doing it wrong.
She doesn't want to leave me. Come on, Daisy, go with Brendan. Come on, go ahead. No, never mind looking at me. Go with Daisy. This is Brendan. There they go.
Oh. Okay.
Tucker wants to sleep with her. He doesn't understand why I don't sleep with her bed. I was just explaining how she sheds all over the place. And
oh, that's not healthy for allergies or even just regular breathing.
So, meanwhile, back at the Radio Ranch, here we have a number of items going on. The governor of Puerto Rico is a bad guy. I think we've established that. We also have some Mueller, the entrails of the Mueller testimony. I want to get to that. But first, Jennifer, you want to bring us up to date on the... I thought yesterday this slimewad resigned or retired or whatever.
Well, we did think he was going to resign because he said that at first he said he wasn't going to resign. He just wasn't going to run for re-election. Then he went into hiding because lots of people, like thousands of people, went out on the streets and were protesting him.
Yeah.
So now it's official. He came out of hiding. The Puerto Rico governor, Ricardo Rossello, is now stepping down amid many chants of scandal and massive protests. There was a lot of celebrations happening in the street after Puerto Ricans found out that he would step down. He'll step down next Friday after more than a week of protests calling for his resignation. He did not do this publicly. He did it in a video on Facebook. He said he'll resign August 2nd at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The governor acknowledged many constituents wanted him gone and said the recent protests had humbled him. The governor had been expected to announce his resignation earlier, but then because obviously the lawmakers around him were looking at impeachment, his likely replacement is Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez, who will probably take his place as governor. And this was a big party last night in Puerto Rico. They had fireworks and music and cheering and all kinds of stuff celebrating this guy taking off.
All right, speaking of parties, the party that the Democrats and I guess some others were thinking they were going to have after Mueller appeared before several committees yesterday, that didn't quite work. But I don't understand... well, one of the things, I was looking at Adam Schiff, who is your representative.
Lucky
Jennifer.
Me, yeah.
Yep. Said it doesn't matter whether the Trump campaign's contact with Russia amount to a crime. They amount to something worse. Trump is disloyal to our country.
Right, and this is what's so disgusting, and this is what's heartbreaking for our nation, is that we have a political party who doesn't like the president, and so they're going to stop at nothing to try to take him down and impeach him. Instead
well,
of focusing
impeach
on
him?
The...
They're
going to introduce articles of impeachment today, this afternoon. They're going to try to go at it again. And it's so ridiculous. You have a year to go. If I were a Democrat and I were in the party, not members of the leadership, if I were Victoria or Kara or my mom or any of my other friends who are Democrats, I would be so ticked off at the leadership not focusing on 2020, not focusing on the platform that they want to counter the president, and instead making it look like a a witch hunt, which is what Trump's been calling it all along. If you don't have a reason to go after him, impeachment is not something that should be taken lightly. We should use it only in the most serious of cases. And these people are just, they don't like him, so they're going to try to impeach him. That's ridiculous. That doesn't, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, they don't get to decide. Their thoughts on Trump aren't any more important than mine. They're not any more important than yours.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't get to just say, well, you know what, just because a bunch of people voted for him and he's a duly elected president, I don't like him, so I'm going to go in and take him out. That's where people are going to start to get really upset. And that's,
so
a losing, I think, a losing equation.
Was asked whether Trump might escape prosecution, and Mueller said, I don't know. I think Mueller said, I don't know, to most of the questions, in fact, didn't he?
He said, check my report. I don't know. He said he wanted a lot of repeating questions. And he obviously isn't in good
didn't
health. And I say this not flippantly, but this almost looks like elder abuse to me. The fact that they put him in charge of this investigation. He's only 74, but there's got to be something wrong with him. And I don't like to speculate about that because it's sensitive. And if it's his family, I would be upset. He had a very good history with this country, but clearly people knew who were putting him in charge of this investigation that he would not be able to run it. And that was very clear yesterday. He couldn't answer questions. He didn't know what was in the report. He admitted under oath he didn't write his own speech. He didn't take part in most of the interviews that were done. He had very little to do with it. So then the question is, who was running it? And if the answer is all of the attorneys that were appointed that are the anti-Trump, pro-Clinton attorneys, that's a problem. That is bias in the justice system now, which causes a lot of people to question whether or not we have a two-tiered system.
Mm. Well, we have a system that doesn't work, that's for sure. The federal judge in California that granted a preliminary injunction blocking the administration from enforcing the new asylum rules, what's that going to impact? Just the border, or what? Are there other areas, ladies? Anybody following this in terms of what it specifically
they actually for, they ruled in favor of the administration, saying that people can wait in Mexico for their time in asylum court, which is a big deal. Are you okay? You're doing
I'm just getting all the sound effects here, and between the dog and the people running around on motorcycles, this is fun. It's like being right out in the middle of the street. Fabulous. Anyway, you were saying.
Oh, so this was a win for the administration, who wants people seeking asylum to wait in Mexico. It also tightens up people who can claim asylum coming into this country. So many of them can claim now asylum before they even go anywhere. They can actually do it in their country of origin. So that was a good day for Trump.
One more question about some of the antecedents here. We have some of the candidates making a lot of noise. Where were people like Cory Booker and Joe Biden after all of this yesterday? Anybody else?
I don't know.
I mean, the sad thing is it's not that sad for me because I'm going to vote for Trump, but for people who want to vote for a candidate in 2020 that's on the Democrat side, all the air in the room has been sucked out by a couple of things. One, the squad. Two, this Mueller hearing. And for now, I think we're going on to almost a week and a half, there have not been major headlines from any of the candidates because there isn't any room in the media cycle for them. And that's unfortunate because these are people who are trying to separate themselves from a pack of 20 people, and they're not really able to get any leverage or traction. Next week, there'll be debates, so the focus will be back on them again. But I would guess for the next week, it's still going to be them trying to struggle to make headlines.
Mm-hmm. In a moment, fires in the news. We'll get to that coming up to quarter after the hour here on the DJV program. This is a story that I love telling because it affects me. It affects the people on this program. It affects all of you. When you are interested and really serious about making your sleep patterns better, I suggest you go to MyPillow.com because every single thing that is there at MyPillow.com for you to enjoy in terms of getting a good night's rest is guaranteed. And if you don't find satisfaction, then you send the item back, pillow, mattress, pillowcases, whatever it is, and get your money back. Who else does that deals in sleepwear? Nobody. Mattress toppers, mattresses, roll-and-go pillows. There's a great selection. I encourage you. You know, sometimes the folks at MyPillow want me to highlight one particular thing. Like the mattress topper, people get 35% off. and you get two free standard MyPillows when you use the promo code DJV. You can get lots of discounts up to 65%. They'll finance your purchase. There's a ton of stuff that really is great. Get all the pillow deals at sometimes half price. Premium pillows, go-anywhere pillows, free shipping on some of this stuff. And there's more, and you got to find out by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, and you'll find out. Specifically, the pillows that you can form fit them for your head and your neck. That's what's really cool here. Go to MyPillow.com now. Please help yourself to a better night's rest and your family as well. Get all of your beds supplied with MyPillow products. Use the code DJV for maximum saving. You've heard me talk now for a couple of years about Kellitrin, which is legitimately America's number one choice for a healthy way to lose weight. And there are other benefits as well. But I look at some of the testimonials here from people who say things like, Kellitrin saved my life. Guy lost 100 pounds. A woman who said her husband lost 15 pounds. She lost 40. But do they keep it off? That's the question, isn't it?
You know, when you're doing it the right way with a product like Kellitrin that's helping you lose weight over time, it's not a quick fix product. This is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're doing it the right way, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's where you can maintain it even after you get off of the product. Yeah. We're just trying to help people look better, feel better, get that overall better health with a product that is actually good for you.
So you got a summer sizzler, free shipping, save on the 90-day supply. All right, once again, code DJV for savings and summer sizzler at toploss.com.
Try the new CBD infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Food for a thought here. A lot of lives could be saved in our country by reducing air pollution levels lower than the current standard, according to some new research out this week. And I was looking at this and the focus on the tiny particles of pollution that come from cars and power plants and industrial sources and these fires that are raging everywhere. I was looking at the map and some of the satellite images earlier on talking about the fires in this country. But how many of you knew? I didn't see this until I kind of turned the map around a little bit. There are wildfires in the Arctic. Did you know that?
No,
yeah,
I didn't.
These are unprecedented, ravaging the Arctic for the last month or so. The satellite images show huge, huge clouds of smoke billowing across a lot of land in Greenland, for example, in Siberia, parts of Alaska that have never, well, again, in recorded history at least, never seen this kind of, at this time of year, especially. You know, we all know what's going on in terms of the Arctic and the melting of the ice blocks and the glaciers and all that sort of thing. But this exposes, you know, the land's exposed. We have 100 of these fires in various places around our country. There's some fires in Europe, and that really contributes to air pollution levels. So whether you realize it or not, that stuff, most of the things that are burnt in fires like that are impure. That is, the particles that are left and go up in the smoke are not completely burned particles. So they land and you breathe them, or you're exposed to them in one way or another. So pollution in some ways declining in the last 30 years or so, but also because of these sorts of events, not doing us any good, as it were. The report here on the DJV Show, 21 after the hour.
The
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. And not the way you said.
You're the devil
like an angel
in disguise. Time for Throwback Thursday here on the DJV program, 24 past the hour. Doug, Victoria, Kara, Kara and Victoria enjoying my excitement and maybe singing through some of the songs that were in the top five list from this week in 1963. Elvis, the Presley person, You're the Devil in Disguise. This was his fifth or sixth number one hit, I think. And a long list of, he had 14 number ones, 49 records that charted, and his album list in the hundreds. And people just, I mean, there was just such mania around Elvis. It was really pretty amazing for about 20 some odd years. You're the Devil in Disguise. This is a song he put a lot of emphasis in. I just like this song. It's good, typical Elvis stuff material. Next up, a group that had two hits. The biggest one was number four this week in 1963. It was Easier. Easier. Easier said than done.
I know.
And see, Karen and Victoria rolling their eyes at the moment.
Swing with him.
Do anything for him.
He's
the one.
Oh, God.
Hi, that's number four from the Essex. Number three was an instrumental from a studio group called the Safaris. How is it? It's all about drums and guitars. And surfing music.
Iconic.
Yeah. Well, these guys are trying to take off on the popularity of the Ventures, who did, among other things, the original theme from Hawaii Five-O at about this time, because that's how far back Hawaii Five-O goes.
Wow.
But anyway, these guys were in the band that played for the Beach Boys, and they just screwing around in the studio, and As luck would have it, they came up with one line and a guitar riff and some drums. And so that was it. That's all they had to do. I believe if you look at this, Kara, it's about 2 minutes and 34 seconds worth of this. This is all it is, what you're listening to. The whole thing.
It's been featured in every surf movie, every surfing documentary, film, all of it.
Yeah,
I hope someone's getting royalties from it.
One of my favorite songs of all time, and this always is good for a tear, ladies.
Oh, no.
The Times. There are two versions of this song. It's the best one. So Much in Love.
We stroll by the sea together, under stars twinkling high.
And I think that's because my first serious girlfriend was when I was a junior in high school. And that was when this song was very popular. So, I didn't even know what love was. I'm not even sure. At this point in my life, I know what love is. I think I know what it is. But I loved this. My God, did I love this girl. But what do we know? In high school, what do you know about love? I was infatuated with her. I don't know. Her name was Gail Sheehy. I don't know what it was about her. I think I do know what there was about her.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Oh, my.
All right.
Never mind. Well,
at least I'm laughing about it. All right, next surf song, number one. This is a big song, number one for a couple of weeks. Jan and Dean. Song that was written for them by Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. This is when the Beach Boys broke. This is when the rift between Brian and his cousin Mike Love. Mike Love was so angry at Brian for giving this song to Jan and Dean, because Mike says, what are you giving this to them for? This should be a song that we record. And because they were all friends, Jan and Dean and Brian, and to that point Mike, they were all, you know, basically cut out of the same cloth. But because Mike got so angry at Brian, they actually didn't talk. They haven't really talked much in the last 50 years. They're all cousins and stuff, but this split it for Mike. He was angry. And I don't think he ever spoke to Jan.
As if they didn't have enough hits before that.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
By the way, I've always thought that this was the Beach Boys, so there you go.
I know,
Mike.
Right. It's Brian writing for these guys, and so they all sound the same. It's exactly the same stuff. 29 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at my.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of protests and calls for him to step down, the governor of Puerto Rico has a big announcement last night.
I announced it to you today that I will be renouncing the post of governor.
Governor Ricardo Rossello, speaking through a translator there, saying he'll step down on August 2nd. That after a scandal involving a group chat that was leaked that showed offensive remarks from Rossello against women, gays, and victims of Hurricane Maria. Millionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein found injured in his Manhattan jail cell. Not a lot of details released by officials, but reports are he was on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators say they don't know what happened to him, but he's now on a suicide watch. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on this Thursday, the 25th of July. Many of you have heard me talking about a new relationship, a new friendship that I have, developed over the last year or so. Happens that this fellow who's in the studio with me now is a friend of my son's, and that's how I got to meet him. But it turns out there's a pretty good story here to this. There are a couple of different stories that are good. It's always interesting when you meet somebody who you like because they are who they are, not because of what they do. And I find that more and more with my new friend Jonathan Tucker, that is the case. And I think that's the basis for real friendship, although Jonathan is well known pretty much as a bad guy, but you really aren't a bad guy. Jonathan is an actor of some substance. Started when you were, what, 14, 15? When was the first time you did any acting?
I was 11.
11?
Dudley. I was really? 11.
A Dudley. See, he's going to do that with us, Victoria. The ladies are, Kara, who is in the studio in Washington, is my research analyst. And the first time I mentioned your name, and I forget the context in which I mentioned it, it may have been City on the Hill, but I think it may have been something else. She looked you up and saw all of the roles that you played, that you were a bad guy with a like knife in your throat and things like that.
I feel like the one thing I've seen him in is, not that it's only one thing, but I used to watch Parenthood a lot, and he was not a bad guy on that show.
Thank you. I really, you know, it's good to have multiple perspectives on this show, and I think that's what keeps people tuning in to you guys day after day.
Right. Multiple perspectives.
Yeah, multiple perspectives, and also a good sense of truth. Because, of course, on Parenthood, I was not a bad guy. And many other roles.
Well, I'm talking as you mature. As you mature.
I tend to gravitate towards characters and roles where there's a gradation of the human complex experience. And oftentimes that can be somebody who is not entirely
good.
Not entirely good. Well, yeah. Or they're making decisions that might not be considered compassionate.
So Jonathan is modest about his roles and his success, to the point I'm going to tell a quick little story, because he and I, my son, and another fellow who's become a great friend, and my lawyer are all partners in this new venture that we have going on the farm, and that's how I met Jonathan first. The two of the partners had breakfast with a potential ally this morning, and the one fellow that they had breakfast with, ladies, was talking about how he loved this fabulous new show, City on the Hill. And they're going on and on and on. And this guy, the other partner, is laughing, and I would have if I were there too. He's talking about, he doesn't even know that Jonathan, he doesn't know who Jonathan is until Zach, the other partner, points out to him that here's, don't you recognize Jonathan? And he looks at him, and he looks at him again. And so what were you thinking? You were going to shell this guy
alive? Oh, no, I just was fun. You know, it would have been fun to have had a little bit more time to get an unvarnished perspective on
what he thought about the show.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
We can let people, we don't need to show all of our cards immediately.
No.
I think, you know, one of the aspects of my work that brings great joy to me personally is the opportunity to physically change from character to character. So it's very gratifying when somebody doesn't know that I'm in that show.
So how do you deal with, because we've had some meetings here and people have recognized you, and I've been with you in public. I've been with a lot of people who are actors and well-known, and most of them take it in stride. Your most important role is a new dad. You have two beautiful twins that are, what, 2 months old now?
That is absolutely right. You couldn't have said that any better. So that's been an extraordinary development in
What has it done? I mean, other than
if you are guided by principles of honor, fairness, kindness, and truth, and you try to make the decisions every day to subscribe to those principles, children make it even richer, even more important. Because I think that morally, we make those decisions every day. I don't think people just wake up and think and innately make the right moral decisions. I think that at every single turn, you grow into it. But I think you also make the choices. There's all these little choices every day. To can I take this shortcut, or could I tell this little white lie, or could I somewhat circumvent a certain system or a person or something for my own benefit.
So you're thinking consciously about how you're going to raise your children.
I think it just, I think it makes it all of those decisions even, it gives them more weight and substance. Mm-hmm. And, Zach, our other partner on this project, has been a wonderful part of that conversation for me, because he talks about modeling for his daughter.
Yeah.
How do you model behavior? And you can, you know, you can calibrate certain experiences to help fit into the narrative that you're trying to tell
Isn't that interesting? As you're telling that story, I wonder what you think about it, because in the partnership, my son and I are in this with you, and you see both of us. You got to know my son very well before you got to know me. Mm-hmm. He loves you, and obviously there's a great relationship. The fact I don't have people come stay in my house, and the fact that you guys have taken over my house.
Yeah, it's like a bunkhouse.
It feels
like high
good.
School, sleepover.
Yeah, but it feels good. And part of that is, you getting to know and taking what you just said about what you can learn from somebody, or what people can learn about you, my parenting with him, and sometimes now as he's an adult, his parenting with me.
Sure, yeah.
Can you see that?
Of course, yeah. I mean, everybody has something to offer. You know, everybody has something to teach you, which is a great lesson to learn. And the younger you can learn that, the better. And I think that because it also forces you into a place of humility.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fully embrace that, then of course our children are always going to teach us something.
Yeah.
If we're open to it, our heart is open to it.
Jonathan Tucker, the actor, is here. Favorite role? You've been acting for 30 years, so no, what? No,
25 years.
Okay, so what's the favorite, the best role you've ever played? Television, movies?
Yeah,
and by the way, I'll plug the movie. You did a movie with Elizabeth Banks last fall that comes out this fall, right?
That's right, yeah. Charlie's Angels.
You're doing Charlie's Angels?
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah, the remake of Charlie's Angels.
Oh, that's right, you're the bad guy.
Come on. Well, maybe I'm a good guy who's made some poor decisions.
Really?
I don't need to.
All right, ladies, so he's going to be the bad guy in the next Charlie's Angels.
That's true.
Okay.
One of the exciting things about where storytelling is at the present day is the fact that there's such quality stories being told on television, and having the opportunity to create and build a character and then drive that character almost like a car that you've built on new roads over the course of many years. That's a very satisfying experience. So I love being on television.
Do you look back at, do you look at some of the stuff, like the first episode of City on a Hill where you bump off the Brinks guys?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that and think, what does it take in me? Because you're actually a wonderful human being.
Thanks, what does it
take for you to play such a bad guy?
Oh, yeah, no, of course. Yeah, creating a character is a very intensive and complex process, so that ultimately when you get to set, then it's just about allowing all of the work that you've done to organically find itself on the day.
Yeah.
It's just like a good interview. You do all the research, and then when you come to the interview, you've just got to be open to where it's going to go.
So I interrupted you when we were talking about the best role.
This television program, which I hope your audience members will look up, called Kingdom, which was on AT&T, has an original program.
As opposed to Animal Kingdom, which is on now.
Yes, very different.
Yeah.
This is a show about a mixed martial arts gym. It's a drama, it's a family drama that takes place within a gym in Venice, California. And we had a very satisfying experience on that show. We did 4 seasons of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 40 episodes, and if you have DirecTV, you can watch them all today. They've had a very difficult time with distribution, but it's really?
You got yourself into shape, didn't you? Brendan was telling me you put on a bodysuit every day, and you were really getting yourself in shape for this.
Yeah, we cut weight for the show frequently.
What does that mean?
That means when you're getting ready for a fight, you have to make weight, and to make weight, you have to lose a lot of weight. So.
That was what we were talking about, method acting. If you weren't a method actor, you wouldn't have done that, but you so encapsulate the character. Then how, when you walk out of, let's say in this case, the gym, how do you get out of the character if you're that engrossed or enmeshed in
it? Well, yeah, no, I'm not a method actor.
I would say
I'm like a method actor is somebody who doesn't break from that character, both on and off screen.
Mm-hmm. Who's a method actor? De Niro?
No. There aren't really many people.
Daniel Day-Lewis is a famous
method
actor.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis
is. He's one of the only kind of remaining well-known method actors.
Really?
It's just hard for me. And I wonder how, I haven't had the opportunity to work with him. I love him. But, for instance, I was on Westworld last season. And I am leading the Confederate Army.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how reasonable it is to be method when you've got a diverse crew and you're going over to get a bottle of water in between a take. I mean, you know, I don't think that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I am methody. I take these roles very seriously, and I don't like to break from them. You know, I don't in between takes and things like that. But I also think that it's a little hard to be full method. It's also very hard to say goodbye to these characters, which is kind of what you were asking.
Yeah.
But that's more of a spiritual process than it is really a physical one. It's very hard to say goodbye to. It almost feels like you're kids. Or if you do, or if there is something that you have had great experiences in, if you've ever sold a house, you know, that you grew up in. Or a car that was your first car, or a car that you drove across country with, or the one you taught your daughter how to drive on. Those are the sorts of things that's kind of, I'm saying goodbye to this person or this thing. And that can be very, very challenging.
DJV time is 47 and a half. A couple more minutes. Jonathan Tucker is here. Ladies, you have some questions. I've been occupying all the time and space and oxygen in the room here. What about you? Because we've had our conversations on the air and off the air about you. Our conversations, Jonathan, here, they blend. We have on-the-air conversations and off-the-air conversations, and oftentimes they blend together. So other than Kara being horrified that you had a knife in your throat, what was that? What was that?
Oh, my God. Parenthood is not about that at all.
No, but there was a picture when we were looking him up.
I think you were looking at that one. I don't remember seeing any knives in anyone's throats. But I guess if I had a question, it would be about parenthood. You were only on that show, I think, for like 10 or 15 episodes or something like that. So I don't know if you have a lot of memories. But to me, the thing that made that show special was how amazing the cast was and how everyone kind of felt like a real family. And I'm kind of curious about any fun experiences or memories that you have about working on that show.
You know, it's funny because I have been friends with Mae Whitman, who played...
I love to hear that because she is one of my favorite people on that show.
Amber Braverman? Was that her name?
Yeah.
And I've known Mae since I think she was probably 5 years old. And she's been like a little sister to me my whole life. So to have her be the love interest, and then to have like a near, you know, have like a sexual scene with her was absolutely
weird.
I don't know what the word is. Totally weird is the only way. Yeah, I guess I could possibly describe it. We're such good pals that she even came and crashed our honeymoon. She and her boyfriend at the time, my wife and I, honeymooned in Tennessee, and she was in Nashville, and we were texting. I said, "You should just come. Just come. We're at this amazing hotel. You should come and join us." So there, my wife and I were on our honeymoon, and there's Amber Braverman, your friend from Parenthood, having dinner with us. We had a fabulous time, and she's terrific. And I actually know a lot of that. I've known the many members of that cast for quite some time. So it was fun to be there.
All right, Victoria, we got 30 seconds for your question. If you have a good one.
I never saw Parenthood, honestly, so I don't have anything to follow up on.
She has no idea.
Yeah. What? She's about Parenthood?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Parenthood. I don't know anything about you but until I meet you.
There you go.
I don't know who. I mean, I've seen you. Like you were, I saw you in a Criminal Minds episode when you were a bad guy.
I was a bad guy in that, yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I saw you in a NCIS episode when you were a bad guy.
Well, keep listening to the Dudley Steffen Show, because you never know when I'm going to be on.
Right.
It was a real pleasure to talk to you.
Nice having you here.
We are 50 minutes past the hour here on the Dudley Steffen Radio
Show.
No,
this is the DJV Show.
DJV.
Yes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This go too long because some people may not recognize it. This is from Blade Runner, right?
Yes.
And as Chuck Curry is not here today, we start our visitation, the movie moments portion of the DJV program, with the message or the passing notice of the passing of bad guy actor Rutger Hauer, who was a memorable bad guy in any number of reasons, a number of movies, including Blade Runner. He was the one who battled Harrison Ford. He was an excellent bad guy. He's been ill for a few months. And I'm not clear from this whether or not, because an AIDS charity with which he was involved said he died peacefully. Did he have AIDS? Was he gay? I don't know anything about
his wife is no. He was married, so wife is now in charge of his charity work. Yeah. I don't know what he passed away from. They just said a short illness, so I'm not sure.
Yep. So he was the first role he really had here in America was when he was in Blade Runner. He was a murderous synthetic human named Roy Batty. Okay. I don't know. I didn't see the Blade Runner. That stuff was too much for me. I was sort of surprised Harrison Ford was in those movies as well. Anyway, Hauer was in a lot of period pieces. He worked all the way through the 80s, the 90s. He was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Sin City, Batman Begins. He played the corrupt executive that ran Bruce Wayne's family business. He was in movies. He and Sylvester Stallone were friends for a while, and then they weren't. It's interesting because he was in, I think, all three of the Expendable movies, wasn't he? If I'm not mistaken, he was in each one of them. He was, but, and I don't know what the thing was with Sylvester Stallone, because they were friends for a long time, and then it may have had something to do with the Expendables. He was also in the vampire drama True Blood on HBO.
That's the only place I ever saw him, and he was so good in that, and he played a good guy, a really good guy, and it was so sad when he died. Oh, I remember crying because his character was just so wonderful. Yeah, he. That's the only thing I ever saw him in. I always knew the name, but I never saw Blade Runner, and I didn't see The Expendables, so I don't know how I know his name so much, but I just did for some reason.
Yeah, he's been around as a character actor for a long, long time. So his passing at the age of 75. All right, next up, Ron Howard. What's the story you have floating around in your mind about the mellifluous Ron Howard?
This is really, really cute. So Bryce Dallas Howard, his daughter, is a well-known actress. She is absolutely phenomenal in Rocket Man, playing Elton John's mother, who is one of the best roles I've ever seen her in. She's super talented. Well, she sort of famously resembles Jessica Chastain. They look very, very similar. They're often mistaken for each other, and they even were in the movie The Help together, and people kind of even mistook them in those scenes. And so in a new interview, Bryce Dallas Howard was talking about that kind of funny coincidence that she and Jessica look so much alike, and she said so much so that her own father, Ron Howard, went up to what he thought was Bryce in an Apple store in California, and it turns out it was Jessica Chastain. And so he got home that night, and he said she said he was completely shaken up that he didn't even recognize his own daughter, and she said that when he got home, he said, well, you know, you guys really do look a lot alike. And it really didn't sit well with him that he didn't recognize his own daughter. But then Jessica Chastain said the same thing. She said, before my career took off, I remember there was a time I was on the subway in New York, and I was looking through a magazine, and there was a tiny picture of Bryce, and I thought to myself, what am I doing in this magazine? And she said, I didn't sign up for this magazine, and then she realized it wasn't even her, it was actually Bryce. So it's kind of a full circle thing. I have a group of friends who met Bryce Dallas Howard in a bar and took pictures with her, and the other half of our group is convinced that they didn't meet Bryce, that they actually met Jessica Chastain, and there's still a debate about it.
How about that? That's cute. A lot of pictures floating around of Brooke Shields on Instagram.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, if you look at she's in a bikini on the beach. People get pictures of her. I don't know that this was purposeful. But she's in fabulous, fabulous shape. She always has been. She's one of those actresses that I've always had kind of a crush on. I've never had any crushes.
She's one of my favorite interviews of all time.
Is she?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. She is as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside. She's just a wonderful person.
Yeah. Well, that's nice to know. See? You learn something every day. Lots of things every day on the DJV Show. Now 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.